Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Not having played a game since December 22nd, Jason Spears, 16th-ranked North Cougars, finally back at practice yesterday after dealing with COVID issues, and they're back on the airwaves Friday night alongside Martinsville.
Tall task on a short week of practice. I think that we'll respond well. Again, at this point, we've got a pretty veteran team, and just try to be the best we can right now.
That's Jason Spear. Airwaves Friday night against Martinsville. Chalk Talk at 7. Big rival game tonight. Edgewood, Owen Valley in the Corral. 8-4 Edgewood. 5-4 Owen Valley. Big key conference game for Matt Wadsworth's crew. Matinee 4 o'clock start for Terry Morin's 18th-ranked Hoosiers against Purdue at Mackey Arena. And his senior guard, Allie Patberg, was telling us all hands on deck. Bench points will be key today.
About just coming in with energy and effort. They honestly, I think, again, are going to be huge for us. You know, coach says this a lot, but everyone matters for our team, and that's the truth. I think their minutes are going to be huge.
Allie had 21 last out in Indiana's win over Wisconsin. The women trying to move to 6-1 in league play and 8-3 overall. The men go at 7 o'clock tonight. FS1 and Archie Miller on our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, it'll be the quietest IU-Purdue game I will have ever sat in my career. Tired of Purdue and that 7-game winning streak, Indiana's not beaten the Boilers since February of 2016. So a knockdown dragout tonight, again defensively. Last time we played, only 106 total points and the wrong team won.
I don't think we're playing as well defensively as we once were earlier in the year. We're also playing a lot of different combinations of players here recently, and our depth inside is challenged. But I do think both teams are coming into the game knowing that that has to be a part of the plan. From an offensive standpoint, Purdue's an execution team. They're a team that really thrives playing inside out. They establish their front court players as well as anybody in the country. I think they're very good offensively. I think it starts with them in the post, as everyone can probably imagine, with Travion and then Edie coming in the game. You know, we're going to try to get into transition as much as we can and be spontaneous. We have to do an unbelievable job of taking care of the ball. We're going to have to keep them off the board. Both teams, you know, pride themselves defensively.
So a lot of storylines to develop if Indiana's going to snap this 7-game losing streak against the Purdue's tonight. FS1 at 7 o'clock. Armand Franklin still not 100%, he'll be a game-time decision tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.